Hi everyone, my name's Mark, and I've been working as an accommodation officer for a large international summer school here in the UK for the past 5 years. My role is primarily focused on overseeing student welfare and providing pastoral care during their stay. It's a highly rewarding job, but it certainly keeps me on my toes.
Let me walk you through a typical summer. When students first arrive after a long flight, they are usually absolutely exhausted and a bit bewildered. Obviously, I make sure they get their room key immediately so they can drop off their luggage. But more importantly, my main priority is handing out the welcome pack. This contains all the essential campus information, emergency contacts, and maps they'll need to navigate their first few days. Once they're settled, catering becomes a big part of my daily focus. We provide all meals in the dining hall, and well before the students even arrive, their parents send us a list of general food preferences. However, what I actually focus on with the kitchen staff are their allergies, as missing these can be a serious health risk, whereas a dislike of mushrooms is just a minor inconvenience. Inevitably, within the first few days, homesickness rears its head. It's completely natural. While some of the newer staff think encouraging frequent phone calls home is the best remedy, I found from experience that establishing a daily routine is actually the most effective way to help them settle down. Keeping them busy and structured distracts them from missing their families and helps them to adjust to their new environment.
To promote social integration and help them make friends, we organise various evening activities. When I first started, we used to host most of these icebreakers in the sports hall, but it felt a bit too vast and intimidating for shy teenagers. Instead, we now use the common room, which has a much cozier, relaxed atmosphere for breaking the ice.
Now, regarding health and welfare, minor ailments like headaches, mild colds, or grazed knees happen pretty much every day. While we obviously take severe or urgent cases straight to the local hospital, for everyday minor complaints, I usually just accompany the affected student to the nearby pharmacy in town to get what they need over the counter.
Of course, managing a large group of teenagers requires clear boundaries. We have standard rules about noise levels in the corridors after 9 p.m, but the one regulation I absolutely refuse to be flexible about is the curfew. Knowing that everyone is safely in their beds at the designated time is essential for my peace of mind and their security.
Speaking of security, campus access is strictly monitored. We always advise students to carry their mobile phone at all times in case of emergencies, but what they are officially required to show security staff at the gates is an identification badge. Without it, they simply can't enter the accommodation blocks, no matter what.
Living closely together can sometimes cause friction. Occasionally, roommates just don't get along. The immediate reaction from a frustrated student is almost always to demand a room change. However, I always try to sit them down and reach a compromise first. Learning to live with different personalities and resolve conflicts is a really valuable life skill.
Throughout the course, keeping parents informed gives them peace of mind. Some summer schools rely heavily on social media for their updates, but we prefer a slightly more traditional approach. I regularly contribute to a weekly newsletter that gets emailed directly to parents, summarising all our activities and welfare updates in detail.
At the end of the summer, saying goodbye is always quite emotional. People often assume the students' biggest improvement after a month here is in their English vocabulary. But for me, the most remarkable change is their confidence, as they leave us so much more independent and self-assured than when they first arrived. Thanks for listening.